1983. In Lebanon, a suicide truck bomb strikes U.S. Marine headquarters at Beirut International Airport. The blast kills 241 Marines and American sailors, part of an international peacekeeping force. At about the same time, another attack kills 58 French paratroopers. President Ronald Reagan.
We must not allow international criminals and thugs such as these to undermine the peace in Lebanon.
Within weeks, Reagan starts withdrawing U.S. forces from the Mideast country. 1956. In Eastern Europe, a Cold War uprising behind the Iron Curtain. Students in Hungary spark a spontaneous revolt against their communist rulers in the capital, Budapest. As the revolution spreads, Soviet forces enter the country, crushing the uprising within weeks. 1973. President Richard Nixon agrees to turn over White House tape recordings to Judge John J. Sirica. The tapes, sought by the Watergate special prosecutor, are a flashpoint in the scandal that ultimately drives Nixon from office. 2006. Former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling is sentenced to 24 months, 4 years in prison for his role in the company's 2001 collapse. Enron's demise wiped out thousands of jobs, more than $60 billion in market value, and more than $2 billion in pension plans at what had been the seventh largest company in the country. And 1925. Johnny Carson, TV's king of late night for 3 decades as host of NBC's The Tonight Show, is born in Corning, Iowa. Today in history, October 23rd, Carlotta Bradley, The Associated Press.